Chapter 1. Mr. Allworthy Finds a Baby. Mr. Allworthy lived in Somerset. He was a gentleman, and a good, intelligent, and kind man. He had married a very beautiful woman when he was young, and they had had 3 children, all of whom had died. His wife had also died. Mr. Allworthy sometimes said that he still thought of himself as married, but that his wife had begun a journey without him. Mr. Allworthy lived with his sister Bridget. She was not beautiful or particularly good-natured, and she was over 30 years old. She often said that beauty was dangerous for a woman. One night, Mr. Allworthy returned from London, where he had spent 3 months on business. He arrived very late and went straight to his bedroom after eating supper with Bridget. He was just about to climb into bed when he saw a small baby sleeping between the sheets. He was astonished at the sight and rang the bell for his servant. Mrs. Deborah Wilkins was surprised to be called at such a late hour and hurried to her master's room. When she saw the baby asleep on the bed, she too was astonished.
"What shall we do, sir?"
she asked.
"Take care of the child this evening, Mrs. Wilkins, and we'll find a nurse for it tomorrow morning,"
Mr. Allworthy ordered.
"I hope you'll find out who the mother is,"
Mrs. Wilkins said angrily.
"She should be punished for leaving a baby in someone else's house like that. It's as if she wanted people to believe you were the father, sir."
"I'm sure she doesn't want to give that impression,"
Mr. Allworthy replied.
"I'm sure she just wants to make sure the child will be looked after properly."
The next morning, Mr. Allworthy and Bridget were having...